So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. I'm going to play here, Henry, cut 12 here in a second. What the president said, the way to deal with the messaging on affordability is, and we're going to see if you agree, if you're paying attention, it'll be cut 12. But first, said something interesting, mulling it, putting it out there, the president, and I'm on board with this, even though I wouldn't benefit by it. He wants to get rid of pretty much, let's put it this way, let's not get in the weeds. It's the concept I want, of the tax on gambling winnings. The tax on gambling winnings. Okay, I'm not sure, you know, how many people that would affect, what the limits are at all. Trump just speaking in big terms. Here's why I'm in favor of it. I'm in favor of cutting any tax we can at any time, even if it doesn't affect me. In other words, we have to be united on this. They're taking too much of our money, they being every progressive and Republicans that go along with them, up and down the line. We could argue over flat tax and what it should be at any level, but every single one of them, and some a lot worse than others, they're taking way too much of our money. They're either wasting it, fraud, abuse, using it to stay in office, or just frivolous about other people's money. So yesterday, Trump in the high point was talking about the no tax on tips. I'll play you some of the people that stepped up and thanked him for that. No tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, but no tax on gambling winnings. Yeah, we just have to fight them in every nook and cranny, every day of our lives, to where they want to be. And again, is it 15% of your income in total, depending on all that? We could argue that. But it's certainly not where it is now. And it's not overnight that we've gotten here, and it's not overnight that they'll do a whole lot more of it. That's what they want to do. And our team doesn't fight hard enough on this. That's the bottom line. There's always an excuse and always a reason to say, well, we just have to do it. We just have to tax. What else are we going to do? You know the answer. Here's President Trump, though, talking about what his message is going to be on this tour. And I don't think this is enough. So should we lie and just say, let's stand up and applaud? No, this is not enough. We know about gas prices going down, without a doubt. Here's what he said the message is, cut 12.
And I have no higher priority than making America affordable again. That's what we're going to do. And again, they caused the high prices and we're bringing them down. It's a simple message. If I had one message tonight, you know, this is being covered like all over the world. This is crazy because I haven't made a speech in a little while. You know, when you win, you say, oh, I can now rest. So Susie Trump, do you know Susie Trump? Sometimes referred to as Susie Weil, Susie Trump.
And she is talking about Trump barnstorming. So is the message just that simple? You show up and say, number one priority, affordability. Biden did it. Good night, everybody. Okay? Gas prices down. All right. The healthcare thing is a difficult thing for them. It's not just me. It's Jeff Andrews saying it. Now, I don't like what Fitzpatrick's doing even a little bit. I'm not on board with that. But I don't think Republicans can get away with just going after the insurance companies. That is a great tactical move. The only problem is, it's like we have this great secret weapon that would, like the nuclear weapon, that would defeat the Japanese, but it won't be ready for 2 years. Meanwhile, the Japanese are right there in World War II. I mean, it's the same thing. We need something that Republicans are going to get passed that's going to be evidence that they're sensitive on the healthcare thing that's out there. Yes, attacking Obama. I gave you the stat. True. 2014 to now, the top seven insurance companies have tripled what they bring in from $511 billion to $1.5 trillion. All true. Is that enough to win people over? And again, whatever magic it is with Trump, okay? And it's almost indescribable. He's not on the ballots. So just by him saying, no, he's got to get these people off the couch and out there and voting. It's got to be more than Biden did it. We're taking it apart. Tell me if you think that's enough. Are you kidding yourself? Are you willing to risk on that? Truly risk them taking over? And you know what that means. It will be unprecedented what we'd have to put up with every day. And all this stuff in the tracks not only stops, but they're going to go back and they're going to do their best to slow it down and take it apart until they get the presidency. Then really take it apart. And here we go again. In other words, the midterms should be winnable. They're the ones we know that caused the affordability issue. But look what just happened in Jersey. 13-point win. Jack Cittarelli blindsided. Affordability, why didn't you see it? I didn't think it was bubbling up in that way. All right, hit us on the side. Some phrase that you think is wrongly stated. Or the battle over things like niche versus niche. All that coming off seeing Chile. Let's go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I would love to give you a little small story if I have time, or if you have time. I agree with you 1,000% on if somebody sleeps while you're driving, that is the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, Scott, I hear you snoring over there, Scott. He did notice the 2-foot driving. He said, I didn't think anything of it, though. There you go, Henry. See, nothing of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real quickly, many years ago, I drove from Seattle to Portland with a guy who picked me up at the airport, and I was the passenger. He was the worst driver in the world, which means I never fall asleep anyway, but I really had my fingers in the dashboard. Well, on the way home, he says, Jim, would you like to drive? Or Gary, would you like to drive?
Erase that.
Would you like to drive? And I said, oh, absolutely. So I did a trick on him. I drove up behind a tractor trailer. He starts nodding off. And then I hit the brakes. I went as close as I could to the tractor trailer. I hit the brakes, and he woke up, and I went, oh, my God! And he woke up, and he said, oh, my God! He never fell asleep again.
Well, look, he deserved the rest, and I was glad, too, that I have to talk for a while. I was a little bit talked out by that point.
Well, on your healthcare thing, name any time that a government gets involved in something where the price goes down. The number one issue, in my opinion, is the affordability with respect to housing, because all of the stuff that Earl talks about happening in Northeast Philly, it's now happening in Bucks County, which is subsidies and allowing people to live in housing under the government subsidies, which just keeps the prices of housing up.
And this is an area where Trump, of all people, housing, things like that, is uniquely qualified. But you know what? They shouldn't wait to the new year. They should declare the summit now, noodle what the ideas are they're going to run on, and put them out there and start doing them.
Okay. Well, the side question, I want to say going down Broadway, I don't want you to come across the table. It's not really something I don't like. You just pronounce the word like my mom pronounces the word most times. Not all the time, most times. When you say ask, A-S-K, you most times forget the K at the end to pronounce
I do.
It.
Ask.
Now you're thinking about it.
You put a T like my mom.
All right. I'll have to go back and listen to that tape. I mean, I think that's awfully suspicious here.
Well, now we're not going to get an accurate reading because now it's on your mind.
All right. Wait until a rainy Tuesday in December or a few weeks from now.
Yeah, and I'll be like, gotcha.
And pull it up. Put that on your to-do list. That'll be a lot of fun to see if we get
give myself a reminder.
Yeah, exactly. All right. 8558. That's fair enough. That word, sure. A lot of words. It's leaving off the end parts. It's putting something extra in there. But some of it's just straight up. The niche thing is a perfect example of just a school of thought that's going to argue over this. All right. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Here is Cut 24, Henry. Governor Beshear. Now, this guy is a weasel whose father made him a prominent figure in Kentucky. Should have asked Scott Jennings about him last night. And he really thinks he can get under the skin of J.D. Vance by attacking J.D. Vance's backstory, hillbillyology. Listen to him on, this was either CNBC, but it was a big show today. Governor Beshear, that Biden's not to blame for the economy because he was focused on electric vehicles. Here's Beshear.
But if you give President Trump an F, he is going to tell you then that F is for former, as in the former president, President Biden. He is blaming the economy on that president. Does the former administration deserve at least some of the criticism?
Well, the former administration was attempting to build the economy of tomorrow, investing in really important industries like EVs, in chips, in areas for our national security that we've got to catch up with the rest of the world.
Were they successful at that, Governor?
What our families have said, that the Biden administration was building the economy of tomorrow, focused on EVs, chips, and other areas that we have to catch up in for our own national security. But our families were saying we need the economy of right now. Now, wages were catching up to inflation, and this president, President Trump, was going to inherit a good, healthy economy. But the day he walked out there with that big tariff board changed everything. Made life harder for families he promised he'd make it easier for, and now the price of everything so much higher solely because of this president.
Okay, there we go. Now, one thing that I see being helpful in 2026, we're counting on, where President Trump really is taking his time, and I read today he's interviewing a bunch more of people to be the Fed chair. The market just jumped up because they believe the Fed today is going to cut interest rates, I would say, by a quarter again. And if the right person is in charge of the Fed, I think we could see something even more substantial in 2026. And when that happens, I do think it juices the economy. And I think Democrats are afraid of it. So Trump is being really careful, because you realize when you put this guy in, you know, you have to give a period of time there and all. And this is critical, whoever the chair of the Fed is. But I think the Fed, some point during the show today, will announce they're cutting rates again by a quarter of a point. Why this long struggle with this guy? Because he's an idiot. He never should have been the Fed chair. Guy wants to build $1 billion, but they are building it. I think it's going to cost ultimately $1 billion for the Federal Reserve building in Washington. $1 billion. And they're in charge of money. The money supply. All right, 855-839-1210. We can get you in. Do you like the Trump message is the question. Is that enough? Biden did it. We're bringing it down. I'll get back to you. I think it's got to be a lot better than that. I'm not seeing across the board. I'm seeing difficulty with this. Now, of course, Biden created the condition. The argument is Trump has not done enough to bring it down. All right. Now, with some things that they're talking to them, and notice they're sensitive to this. So it's not just me saying they're sensitive. What was the first rollout they had? We're making Ozempic affordable. A little bit of a fringe. Recently, the CAFE standards were making new cars, which average allegedly $50,000 to buy a new car. It's amazing to me. We're going to make that more affordable. Gas prices already have done a great job on that. And you see they're picking off things point by point by point. It's just some of these things are stubborn. And Gary mentioned one, housing prices. It's housing and health care. I'd love to hear from you if you're worried about this. I know several people that are, that Obamacare subsidies of all sorts go away December 31st, I guess. What do Republicans do? Do they have something decent that they want to propose and pass before that period of time? Doesn't appear to be. And certainly not the boondoggle of Brian Fitzpatrick. But they can't just say, all right, we're looking at this and we hate the insurance companies. All true. Are people motivated enough by that? Are you willing to roll the dice? You know, the other choice is to punt it. I don't know that that's a great choice. Do Obamacare for another year. Others have suggested, I don't know, there was some talk of doing Obamacare for a shorter period of time. I don't even know how that works. All this stuff, though, is a difficult one to convince people. And then the biggie, I didn't hear the president say anything, nothing yesterday. And again, it was entertaining. I have some stuff with people he interviewed that were there, focus panel. That was great. But you got to drill down. You have to just stop trying to entertain for a couple minutes and say, I want to talk to Trump voters. I love the ride we've been on together. Want to finish this off for America. And then tell them if you don't vote, you're not a patriot. You can't go around telling people they're not patriotic. I am. We do it all the time. How many progressives, how many people that are here from countries? I have something from Daily Caller I'm going to read next. They put it beautifully, what the problem is with the Somalians that are in Minnesota. But if you don't vote whenever you have the chance, all right, something happened, you just couldn't vote. I get it. I'm saying if your voting record isn't almost like an NFL field goal kicker or the leader in the NBA shooting foul shots, then you're not a patriot. Stop pretending you are. Because a patriot votes. A patriot doesn't whine and say, well, you know, none of these people are any good. You're not a patriot if you don't vote. It's just that simple. Can Trump say that? Why won't he say it? Well, his base will be mad at him. That's what he's got to do on this tour. It's got to be something about get out and vote. I'm not on the ballot. Well, he's got to say, I am on the ballot. Don't you understand that? If you don't vote, I'm going to lose. I'm not going to be able to do what we're talking about. Alrighty, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. And let's talk about my good friend, personal dental specialist and board certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. He has exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. That's no small deal. And now they have 11 years of training between them and 33 years of experience. It's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz, now another prosthodontist, joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general care dentistry provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. It's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did. Call the Bentz Dental Group at 610-272-6949 or visit their website, BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right. In the big list of useful Republican idiots, the Governor Cox of Utah out there after being in the ring, so to speak, or doing a dual thing at the National Cathedral with Josh Shapiro, says, yeah, I think Josh Shapiro would be a good president. All right. They were there to talk about political civil violence. And the governor of Utah, rather than say, well, you know, Josh, pretty much, I don't know why I'm here. It's an issue for your side. That's where it's coming from. So much so that this weasel, Josh Shapiro, gets to put $1 million, it's guesstimated, in improvements on his home that when he leaves office will increase the value of his home. I'm talking about his home here. He gets to bask in all the empathy. And I get it somewhat. Your family's there with this maniac trying to set the fires. But then he never does anything on accountability with the state police. And he tries to deep six the reason the guy has explicitly stated it, because of Gaza, because of anti-Semitic thought, and because Josh Shapiro's Jewish. This guy is tricky. He gets this other guy to get a national platform. They prattle on about a dialogue we surely need on political violence. Just think of the major incidents of political violence, not saying they're not some from the right, but where are they coming from? Tom Homan hasn't seen his family, live with his family, I mentioned, since March, apparently. I told you Stephen Miller and his wife are living on a military encampment base with their kids because of the threats and because of what they get. And Josh Shapiro benefits by all this. The media is in love with this guy. I don't know what he is. He's repellent to me. He always has been repellent. And no more repellent. No more repellent. Then when suddenly, after he ran on being in favor of capital punishment, he says, how could he look his, I guess he said he was 10 at the time, something like that, son in the face, and say, two wrongs don't make a right, son, you're right. Dad, how can you, let me tag in, Josh, I'll explain to him. Because one life is innocent, the other isn't. Because the death penalty, if we do it enough, is a deterrent. Because of closure for the families that have to put up with this, because of Mumia Abu-Jamal that goes on forever, because we're afraid you're going to let them out, ultimately. Those are just a few. I've just gotten started. Let's debate the death penalty, Josh. Remember that? He goes to a church and he says that he's had a reckoning now because of his son. This guy is an outright chameleon, second to none. And the people in Harrisburg talk about the horrors of dealing with them up and down the line. He's out there criticizing the president yesterday here and how Trump is wrecking Pennsylvania's economy. A guy who couldn't get a deal done for what was it, 4, 5, 6 months on the budget. Just a simple everyday state budget. He's a big mouth on national affairs. But seeing this governor of Utah be lured there and say what a good president Josh Shapiro would be. It is just amazing. He will not address, he runs away from it, why that guy was trying to kill him and his family. We have the guy's own testimony. We know it. Why didn't he do something about the state police? How deficient they were letting him get over the wall, get in there, set all these fires, then get away. He didn't want more attention brought to the fact of what it was about. His party is anti-Semitic. They crawl with it. He's Jewish, observant, and wants to run on that, but he doesn't want them holding against him, so he's going to try to bypass as much as he can. And the media can't get enough of this guy here. They just love it. The Atlantic last week, we talked about him. We had Greg Rothman, the head of the Republican Party, on. How even these hardened people running for the president think he's a maniac, driven to get there at all costs. And we're dealing with people that are, oh, by the way, in a poll out that was based on various demographics, white, Hispanic, black, Pete Buttigieg, Henry, came in lower than when approved for president by African-American voters. He ranked a lot below the votes that David Duke, former head of the KKK, percentage got among black voters when he was running in Louisiana for a role. He got 14% approval. Pete Buttigieg only got 4.
And is that 4 in what, Indiana or wherever he's from, or just nationally?
Nationally.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So in other words, you could argue, media had added up, Pete Buttigieg does worse than a former head of the KKK. It tells you this guy is not a diversity candidate at all. They see through. He's not going to be president. There's no way. Could AOC be president? Yeah, I think that she could. I don't think it's likely. But she's more likely than Jasmine Crockett. She's more likely than Buttigieg. She's more likely, I think, than Kamala Harris. I don't see Kamala Harris being president ever. Could Josh Shapiro be president? Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Could Newsom be president? Yeah. I think, I don't know about you, but I thought Scott Jennings was more harsh on Newsom last night as far as his chances than I would be. Because I've been in the ring with him. I had him in studio. I had it and all. Look, he's not exactly Mr. Authentic, but I could
see. That's for sure.
I could see it, though. He's a bit trickier than they are.
Well, didn't you say it the other day? You think he has a glass jaw. First punch that hits him, he's going to shatter.
See. That will be it. Yeah, that's it. And Josh Shapiro might have a glass jaw, too, in that since the first time he ran for the House, every race that he's run has been, nobody thought he was running against a big opponent. Now, let's talk about that. We hope to get her back on. What chance does Stacey Garrity have? Well, upside, she's been great as treasurer. She has a military experience and the commendations that come with that in Iraq, running to prison there, that are extraordinary. The problem is, I'll be honest, that even getting her back on the show, and she likes us, we're wondering what the hell's going on. She was there with Trump last night. Pick up a phone. I mean, it's not that hard. We really want to hear from her. She's got to get, if you ask people, Stacey Garrity here, and they're not followers of Talk Radio 1210 particularly, she's not known here. You know, the clock's ticking. You're in against a killer politically here with Josh Shapiro. This will be all out. And he's going to use his governor's race. It's very reminiscent of what Christie did. Remember that? Then Christie made the fatal mistake, George Washington Bridge, shutting it down. Remember people going to jail for that? He was trying to run up the number to say, look at this, even in Jersey. Look at the number I got. I could win Jersey. I ought to be the nominee. All right, phone lines coming to you next at 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Nietzsche. We told you about the Chile, the Pinochet dying. And last night, Scott Jennings was a niche guy. Very, very clearly he was. Hit us with that. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with the head of the state St. Paul police in Minnesota. The guy's out there nationally saying, you know how much money they scammed out of funding for the functions of government, the Somalians. And the police are the ones that are suffering. Plus, they're losing numbers at an extraordinary rate with Walz. Walz might be just about the goofiest figure we've seen in quite a long while politically at any kind of level. But the disaster that's happening there now, and I'm going to read you the beautiful way that Daily Caller lays out why people are so upset with these people from Somalia, how difficult it is to get them out of here, even though 75% apparently are on welfare. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom time. The story that really has riveted people, and we have special guests coming on at 2 o'clock about it. Daily Caller writes, the Somali fraud case isn't just an ironic situation. It's a result of third world immigrants shamelessly displaying loyalty to their corrupt and failed home states while guilting Americans into endless generosity. That's exactly right. And one of their guilting tools is to tell people if you don't give them the money in Minnesota, they're going to call you a racist. And there are weak people out there who don't want to be called racist by this group of ingrates. So they go along with it. They go on to say different cultures lead to different outcomes. In the absence of strong assimilation pressures, the fraud networks aren't so surprising. They reflect the extension of Somalia institutional norms into a new environment with weak enforcement and poorly designed incentives. In other words, they're coming here from a country that's almost non-existent with a lot of corruption, bringing the same values. There is not the ability to force assimilation that there used to be. In fact, it's even discouraged. So what is their default position? Exactly what we're talking about. The upwards of $8 billion that were taken one way or the other. And just think of the creativity. Look, this whole autism thing. I get it. I get the number that's there. I've given some of my reasons why I think this number, 1 out of 32, why it's so high, etc. Okay. Because of that, Dr. Oz yesterday, talking about how these scam artists, this network they set up of people whose kids were autistic for treatment and God knows what else. The first year budget, they got $3 million. Ultimately, when they were stopped, they were up to $400 million. So how many of these kids that claim to be autistic are? And the answer is very, very few. I'm not saying that's the only thing that's going on. I'm completely open to looking at the environment and everything else that's out there. But I'm not convinced, for example, of the Tylenol thing. It's not convincing. I'm not going to say, oh, that's it. We're going to, you know, just keep on blaming everything. No. Now, Dr. Siegel, who was on with me, says, you know, if all possible, do not be taking anything, could be inflammation, et cetera. But it's not compelling to say this is the direct cause. I'm wondering how many people hear that, how many women are in pain, they're not going to take Tylenol now. And I get the drive on this, we need it, but all these pat answers about autism, you see what they lead to immediately. Who in the world, when you heard this, right, feeding the homeless, and you know where a lot of these scams come from too, I think they indicted another Democrat from the South, a congresswoman, more claims of this. COVID. They got money from COVID. It was fraudulent. That's what we're looking at. So as we move forward with it, you got to say, wow, they made that amount of money and making fraudulent autism. Yeah, they set up a network of people. It was in the thousands that were getting money, and they took a lot of it. That's pretty creative. See, they see something there. People are, wow, we really got to get a handle on this. So feeding the homeless or feeding people, that's been done before. But this scam autism network that Dr. Oz talks about, wow, it's reached that level. That's right. Because there's a problem and because some in government have failed to address it, you're going to see any number of grifters jump in there and just fire away with it. So I told you my stance on RFK Jr. Yeah, I'm all on board the food addict, some of the stuff that's going on there. But I'm going to take these point by point, and I'm not just going to jump in and say, oh, God, now we've solved autism just by throwing stuff at it. Just think, with each one of these things, there's a downside, like the Tylenol thing. All right, the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Dom. Yeah, first off, you were talking about how they're planning on, they're threatening to kill Tom Homan and Stephen Miller and that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't like Obama, but I never said anybody should kill him because it's like the line in Star Wars. If you kill me, I should become more powerful. You can't make him a martyr. You look at Charlie Kirk. You know, the left hated Charlie Kirk and what he had to say. Quite honestly, no one really listened to him. I heard of him. I never really listened to him, never really followed him. Mm-hmm. There were only 100 or 200 Turning Point USA branches, you know, on college campuses. Now that they shot and killed him, everyone's paying attention to him. Everyone's listening to him. There's like 2,000 branches that are opening up. They made him more powerful and more popular by killing him. If they would have just left him alone, it's like anybody else, like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. They were big voices at one time, but eventually people started to ignore them, and nobody talked about them. They weren't that big. If they would have just ignored Charlie Kirk, he would have just, you know, faded into the background and just had his own small little group. If they killed Tom Homan, it's going to prove that he's right. Right now, he's alive, and you can say, oh, he's deporting people. He's mean. He's a bastard. Okay, fine. No problem. You know, people don't know who Tom Homan is, quite honestly. The moment you kill him, everybody in America is going to know, and they're going to say, hey, maybe he's deporting these people.
Yeah, I hear that argument, but what are we to do? Are we saying, and I asked Jennings this, and he went, yeah, that's what we're saying as a society is, if you want to be in a place like the Trump administration and that visible, Homan's one, but even more Miller, you're going to have to put up with living on a military base. That's what they're being told. The Secret Service told them, we can't protect you in a home in that area. How about we're going to root out every one of these death threats that we can around the clock. We're going to parade them forward publicly, and we're going to nail them.
That's already a law. I mean, if you remember correctly, when Trump lost, quote-unquote, lost the election, and all of a sudden, they started arresting all the people that worked with him. It was to discourage people from working with Trump. By giving death threats to people, it's to discourage people from working with Trump. The government itself, you know, arrested, what was it, 19 people? They just wrote the Georgia case. They arrested 19 people because they all were associated with Trump. And it's a message. If you work with Trump, we're going to make your life miserable. And that's what the death threats are. If Miller and Homan leave, I guess, who's going to take the job and replace them?
I guess the bottom line you're saying is then it's working.
To a point, yes.
Well, Earl, wait a minute. I don't know about you. I don't know how many people listen in. You got to be really driven beyond belief with young kids to every night go home and live on a military base.
It's disturbing that they have to do that. But I'm not blaming all Democrats or anything like that. But that is the leftist playbook. The leftist playbook is to villainize your opponent as opposed to having a conversation.
Okay, I know that. Well, my point is, are we helpless to do this? Or I make this all the time, Earl. We don't call enough attention to it. We're not driven enough. I'm not saying it's easy, but with the FBI and everything else, I'm going to make the top 100 on this pay, and I'm going to parade them forward publicly to try to deter the next 1,000. If they won't do it, I'm going to arrest every one of them.
The problem is the judges probably believe them and probably want them dead anyway.
If that's the case,
we're fighting against the government.
I'm going against the judges then. We're going to publicize them. All right, Earl, what's your side?
Real quick on this, we shouldn't give up. I'm just saying it's going to be an uphill battle because the people in power are the ones that are backing it as well. But my answer to the side question, you're not too bad. But a lot of people, I answer phone calls all the time. And whenever someone leaves a message, they think that the phone number is one word. They don't take a breath in between. Okay. It's like, call the radio station, 855-839-1210. It's like, it's not one word, you know.
Right.
Take a break in between, 855-839-1210. You know, give a break so that, we can hear and absorb the number because they just read so quickly. A phone number is not one word.
Thank you, Earl. That's a good one. That's outside the box. Here's the point I was making with Earl. Is this a national priority or not? Look, I think the guy I'd put in charge of it, I know he's busy with the shoplifters, is a guy like that with a mentality with that. You're not going to make a death threat. If you make a death threat, now I went through this. It wasn't, I let it go. It wasn't a direct, I'll kill you type of thing, but the guy was getting pretty close to that. And then he mentioned Roe and the kids. And I didn't take it. And thank God they have something called the VIP thing in Philadelphia. And the police commissioner then was really good. They went to the guy and say, this has to stop. If not, we're coming back here. And the guy said to him, they said, just don't listen to him. And he said, I have to listen. And that's when they said, well, that's your problem. We're coming back and stone cold. We're going to arrest you and drag you out of here. And thank God, now if I'm Stephen Miller, it's got to be enormous. Do we just put up with it and say there's nothing we're going to do? I when Scott said that last night, I do this a lot. Well, stop. Let's go back. And I went back to it. They're living on a military base. And I haven't seen that anywhere out there. And Scott just kind of in the course of conversation, because he knew, brought it up. Tom Homan apparently hasn't been much in contact with his family because of the fear there. Are we saying... Yeah, we're saying this is what even Elon Musk. Now, he's got a much bigger persona even before that, where protection, kidnapping and all that. You got to deal with that, right? I get that. And if you're president, the reward is so great that you got to deal with those threats. But you mean to say is Stephen Miller's got to live on a military base? That's how far it's gone. One of the things that would relieve it is to go after these people. In other words, I'm talking resources. If it takes money, manpower. We all yesterday, it was almost universal. Is there anybody out there that says what that sheriff did in Polk County and what he does? Is there anybody that says that's a waste of resources? The coach apparently was complaining because there were so many deputies out there. Apparently said that. What do you have all these deputies for? Can't you be doing something else? The people in Polk County love this guy. They want to see this. Wait a minute. Other crimes were being committed when those deputies were. They don't care about that. They want this to stop. You are not going to shoplift here. Yeah, well, what about the murders? What about, really? They're going to be solving more murder. Give me a break. And he made the point again and again and again. There were not eight teenagers together from Polk County out there shoplifting together. They had to come from Philadelphia, where it's allowed. And need I add, the shoplifting thing leads to other things. You know it and I know it. Why in the world, though, would the Secret Service and others, look, they said, we don't have the level of protection of the White House. You can't live in a house. That's what Jennings said. Next time I get him on, I'll drill down on it. And somebody said to me afterward, we're standing there with Scott, well, couldn't they live in an apartment? That's even worse. Anybody could walk in, they show their back, I'm a repairman or whatever, and just go to where they live and take them out.
Yeah.
It's even worse than if you have a house protector. I can't imagine protecting the apartment comp. I mean, is that, well, you know, I asked Scott, well, why, you know, these driven people like this, Stephen Miller, why would they do it? And he said, patriotism. That's a lot. And you got young kids. Is that what is demanded? It's reached that level. Look, if you're the domestic policy czar like he is, it shouldn't be that you have to live on a military base. He's not the president. He's not even the vice president. He's not even the secretary of state or the treasury or whatever. And I don't know. I'm sure they have some protection. It shouldn't be that. The only guy I've ever interviewed who had to live on that was the guy that ultimately became the prime minister, the head of the Netherlands. That's because that guy was the number one fighter in the world of attacking radical Islam. And when I interviewed him out at the old station a couple stations ago, there were six armed guys there standing next to me, some of them with their fingers on Uzis, telling me to shut the drapes and all. Is that what it's like? Is that what it's come to in America in the world of Trump? Why are news organizations not talking about that? All right, phone lines, coming to more calls, 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a minute, though, first. Imagine actually feeling married this Christmas season, or Philadelphia this holiday season, whatever. Merry, bright, genuinely healthy this holiday season. Well, that's Rescue. That feeling starts now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% off on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements as you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas. They help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call that Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. For up to 78% off this holiday.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
It is Dom time. All right, coming up, we're going to talk briefly with Mark Ross, president of the St. Paul Police Federation. He's in the news nationally because of the Somalian thing. And his argument is, first of all, you got these people that want to defund the police. Then you have these people fraudulently taking $8 billion. And in the meantime, you don't have the infrastructure for law enforcement. Just another example of what happens in these blue places like Minnesota. But then we'll take your calls. And look, I hear Earl's point here, but the point I'm making on the death threats is no. They shouldn't have to live on a military base. No, Tom Homan should not have to be apart from his family because of they're afraid of protection. What has to happen is put more money into it if that's what it takes. I always think it takes a driven individual who's saying, this is serious business. We are going to use every resource to hunt down people making death threats. And whatever the full force of the law is, we're going to apply it every time. Just like shoplifting in Polk County. Everything is big. That's the message. Is that ridiculous? 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.